Well, good morning, everybody. Glad to see you here, and we're glad to be here, too. You know, it occurred to me, there are 52 weekends in a year, and it is important when we come together to worship, you know, we want to make sure those 52 count and they're just not wasted. So I hope this morning that as we share with you some music and some thoughts, that it will truly indeed be a worship, and that we can bring our hearts closer to God because of what we've done. You know, we had a Sabbath school class talking about the Psalms, and those were songs, basically. So we want to share our praise to God through song this morning. We're going to start out with one called Tell Me the Story of Jesus.
Is it 96.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're still mostly one family, Dickerson family. After all, one
family. We are. We're the Root Dickersons.
And for those of you that haven't met us before, I'm Clint Dickerson. My cousin Steve, my brother Bill, his wife Beth, and Dennis has a cousin. I mean, Steve has a cousin named Dennis Rutvik. And like I say, any cousin of Steve's is a cousin of mine.
There you go.
And Dennis has his wife Laura here with him too. And last but not least, my favorite wife, Lynette, is sitting right there. And Steve's wife, Barbie. And they have an iPad back there. And they're not actually playing video games. They're working to keep us in balance. And our friends, Fergusons, have come along. Lon Ferguson is an expert in these things, and we appreciate his input and guidance anytime we can get it.
You know, while we're appreciating people too, I want to say thank you to Keith Carlin for meeting with us last night and cleaning off the stage for us and helping us get set up. That's a big help.
Appreciate that a lot.
And I also want to mention that I've seen a few of you, your mouths moving while we're singing. We just love it if you do that, so feel free to sing along if you know these songs.
I'm not sure how many times we've been to Yumapine, but it's been a bunch. Always a pleasure to come. As you can hear listening to me talk, well, I should tell you that about last Sabbath, I got hit here pretty hard with a bug. And kind of spent the week deciding, should we cancel this or not? And I said, Lord, do you want us here? And I can hit some of the notes. And if you hear good ones, it's a special blessing from God. And we pray that he is the one whose name is glorified here this morning.
I'm sure that each of us has had an experience of something tough really happening to us, and we wonder, how could this happen to me? But you know, farther along, we'll understand. a little exception, but it has to do with the weather. Last Sabbath, we were privileged to be in the sunshine. We went to Boise, Idaho, or Nampa, Idaho, and spent the weekend with some relatives, and it was just delightful. Those of you who have just been in the valley for the last few weeks, actually yesterday was a bit of an exception too. We just enjoyed that so much. But as we drove back in the sunshine and the roads were good and we came over Cabbage Hill and down into Milton Free Water, it was just getting late in the afternoon and Dennis looked at me and goes, "I think I see a layer up there." And sure enough, we drove into the layer, into that fog. You know as well as I do that you can drive out of it and get above those clouds and there's sunshine. Kind of like Beth mentioned and like we sang about in this last song, we all have dark spots in our lives and difficult times. But when we remember that that light from heaven is always there, sometimes it feels like we can't see it with our visible eyes, but in our hearts we can know that God's love is always there for us. Amen. The next song is called "The Light from Heaven."
You're in the darkness, your soul is reaching for any promise you can hold on to, but soon you'll see just what God is teaching. The light from heaven will come breaking through, for the sun is always shining, though the clouds may hide its view. You may not see silver lining, but any day now, some way and somehow, the light from heaven will come breaking somehow, the light from heaven will come bring.
only get to tell you one more story. We just finished the holidays. Christmas is one of my favorite times of year. I grew up in Alaska, so Christmas was really snowy in Christmas. And when I was 15, I went away to boarding academy. And one time a year, we got to go home, and that was Christmas. And then, of course, we had summertime. But you can imagine my heart was longing for Christmas to go home and be at home with family. There's something so special about the holidays and being home with family. And this first, actually it was the second Christmas that I had been away. I was in a musical group and all the Alaska kids got to go home early for Christmas because that was their one time of the year that they could be at home and have a break. So I was looking forward to that, but because I was in a musical group and we had a Christmas program coming up, I had to make the decision to go home early or actually stay with the group that I was in. It was a very difficult decision for me, but I chose that year to stay with the group that I was in because I knew, well, number one, it was important and special, but the other sad part of it was that in those days, there was only one flight that went into the town that I lived in, and I would miss 2 days because I'd have to wait to get that next flight. I didn't run on the weekends. This was an answer to prayer and a miracle to me because on the Sabbath after the program, I was able to fly to Anchorage that night. And thinking that I was going to have to wait till Monday to get home, I prepared and knew that I had done a good thing. But that night I got a phone call when I got into the airport, or actually someone met me at the airport and said, there's a flight that's going home. You have to ride with a basketball team that played. But if you don't mind sharing a seat, you can get home tonight. And it was just like an answer to prayer, and I didn't mind. Actually, I got to be co-pilot going home. And it was the most beautiful night with the moon shining over the snowy landscape and getting home, flying over my town, my house, seeing the lights coming out from my house and knowing that, to me, God answered my prayer in such a special way. The song reminds me of that. I'd never been this homesick before. And seeing the lights from heaven shining out for us.
There's a light in the window, and it is spread in splendor. Someone standing by the open door. See a crystal river, and I must be near forever. Lord, I've never been this homesick before.
See the bright light shine, it's just about home time. And I can see my father standing by the door. This world's been a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before.
I can see the family gather, sweet faces all familiar. No one's old or feeble, not anymore. This lonesome heart is crying. Think I'll spread my wings for flying. Lord, I've never been this homesick before.
See the bright light shine. It's just about home time. And I can see my father standing by the door. This world's been a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before.
just about home time, and I can see my father standing by the door. This world's been a wilderness, I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine, it's just about home time, and I can see my father standing by the door. This world's been a wilderness, I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick, kinda got a homesick feeling, never been this homesick before.
You know, we tend to be kind of a little self-centered, and we think about our relationship with God and about being saved, and it's so easy for that to be the real point is, will I be saved? Will Jesus save me? Or am I good enough? Or am I forgiven? Or whatever. But it's so much about me. We don't often think about this. What about Jesus? How is he? Do you think he might be a little homesick to take us home? I think so. And please just kind of bear that in mind as we sing this song right now, Going Home.
There's a land beyond the river that they call the sweet forever. There's a mansion being built in the sky. There's a Savior who is waiting to take his children home, and that's where I'm going by and by. I'm going home, I'm going home to that land beyond the river. Going home, home to that mansion in the sky. I'm going home, I'm going home to be with the Lord forever. Going home. There's a river clear as crystal flowing out from heaven's throne. There's a tree of life so we will never die. There's a city with foundations whose streets are made of gold. And that's where I'm going by and by. I'm going home, home to that land beyond the river. Going home, home to that man sky. I'm going home to be with the Lord forever. Going home, hallelujah, by and by.
there's somebody in the audience that I think doesn't come to this church very often, and her name is Clementine. And I wonder, did you bring your fiddle with you? No. I usually invite somebody from the audience to come up and play a song for us, so I wasn't going to do that, but maybe next time. She's played with us occasionally, and we like to have her.
It is pretty cool because the group up here, we're a bunch of young kids. Lori and I are the kids, and we're both in our 70s. But we have Clementine that so often has blessed us by coming and playing a song with us, and we value that a lot, but it's good to see you.
So we'll hope to do that another time. But what we want to think about right now is sometimes we have preconceived ideas about what's what, and occasionally something happens to make us change our mind. And that's kind of what this next song is about. It's called There's No Power in the Water. A lot of people in Jesus' time thought that the angels came and rippled some water at the pool of Bethesda. And if you were the first one in the pool, you got your ailments cured. So there was a man there that was waiting for that to happen. But he got his mind changed about what it was that where the power was coming from. So there's no power in the water. One, two, three.
There's no power in the water. Not the mighty Mississippi, nor the Jordan when it floods. There's no power in the water to take away our sins. The power's in the blood.
God sent John the Baptist to preach and make a way. For the Savior, he would save the whole world through. John baptized with water, said the Lamb of God had come. But here's something even John the Baptist knew.
There's no power in the water. Not the mighty Mississippi, nor the Jordan when it was. There's no power in the water to take away our sins. The power's in the blood.
Could not dispel. He was waiting by the water to be healed when Jesus said, take up your bed and walk, you've been made well.
There's no power in the water, not the mighty Mississippi nor the Jordan when it floods. There's no power in the water. Take away our sins, the power's in the blood. There's no power in the water. There's no power in the water to take away our sins. The power's in the blood to make us whole again. The power's in the blood.
Now we're going to switch things up a little bit. Clint's going to grab another instrument. He's been playing the mandolin so far. He's going to play another instrument that's a relative of the mandolin. It's called the bouzouki. And that instrument has a special story, which maybe he wants to share with us.
Well, as a lot of you remember, we once had a cousin named Larry, and he played with us, played mandolin a lot, and other instruments. He made this instrument back in 1980, and he passed away, not with us any longer, but his sister decided that I should be the caretaker of this instrument, so I've been kind of trying to learn how to play it. Anyway, this song we're going to sing, as you saw in your bulletin already, probably, it's called Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. And that takes our minds to a couple different times in Scripture where there was a lady called Mary Magdalene that was sitting at the feet of Jesus. And both times, she took heat for it. First time was when her sister was complaining because she thought Mary ought to be out in the kitchen helping her cook dinner. Next time, Jesus' disciples thought she was wasting perfume. But both times, Jesus stuck up for her and said that sitting at his feet is the best place for us to be. Amen. Sitting at the feet of Jesus.
So sweet. mansion here on earth. I think most of us could do with a little improvement. And we're promised a mansion, aren't we? Just over the hilltop. But I want to tell you the truth of the matter. I'd be perfectly happy if I lived in a tent and could be with Jesus. He's all that I could ask for. A mansion over the hilltop.
Share my smiles with you, and I know that when you share your smiles with us, you know, that's filled with love when you smile, isn't it? There's lots of love in this world, but the very best love is the love of God. It's the most wonderful, it's greater far than any love that you or I can ever feel. The love of God.
Guilty pain.
Sometimes life gets kind of scary. One of my favorite people, although he was kind of a character in the Bible, was Peter. He had some issues sometimes, but one night they were out in the sea, it was dark, and Jesus wasn't with them, it was just the disciples in the boat. And they got freaked out, scared to death, because they thought they saw a ghost walking on the water. And Jesus said, "No, don't be afraid, it's me." And Peter said, "Really, if that's you, have me come walk to you on the water." And so Jesus said, "Come on." And Peter, bless his heart, got out of the boat, onto the water, and started walking to Jesus. But in the process, it just hit him like, "What in the world am I doing?" And he got scared and he quit looking to Jesus and he started sinking. You remember what happened? He said, "Lord, save me." And the Bible says immediately Jesus caught him. And that's a lesson for us, all of you, for me, for all of you. In this song we're about to sing, there's one phrase that says, with arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It doesn't matter where we've been or what we've done. We go, "Jesus, save me." And immediately he does. Just like this song says, it is no secret what God can do.
Wide open, you are. no power can conquer you when God is on your side. Take Him at His promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for us.
Next is he's going to preach a sermon and song. It's called the Sojourner's Song, and it reminds us that we're just pilgrims here on earth. There's a better place we're going, and it can't come too soon. Please me, and I'm sure you.
Amen.
The Sojourner's Song.
I don't belong. I'm a foreigner here. captives are free, and God becomes a baby on the star, where dead men live and rich men give their kingdoms to buy back a song, where sinners like me become royalty, and we'll all belong. Yes, I belong. To my own native land, where I'll be long. And it seems like I hear the sound of a welcome old man. Yes, I'll be long. No foreigner there, singing a sojourner's song. I'm always known, I'm going home.
Well, Dennis said earlier that he and his wife are the young ones in our group. I thought it would be fun, but although I didn't do it, to calculate the average age of our of our group here. But most of us are somewhere between 75 and 90 years old. I'll give you that, that yes. Little hint. So we want to close with a song that gives us hope, at least, and hopefully does you too. It's called Never Grow Old. It's a beautiful place we can look forward to.
When he came in last night, Keith said it'd be nice to go to a land where we never look old. And I said, we're going to sing a song called Never Grow Old, and I think that includes what you were talking about.
You should take care of it.
Praise to God.
Just been singing about, and whether it's a mansion or whether it's a shack, you know, we can say with David that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's where we want to be. And I pray that as we leave this place, we'll take those thoughts with us and glorify your name. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.